Damn conversion.
She will call in. She just whenever she's finished and.
Right. So if it comes to the finance report, she's.
There she is.
Good
morning.
Hi. How is everyone?
Right in the nick of time. Actually, you're a minute late, but we'll let you slide on that. We won't put it in your review. As long as you can hear and speak, it's good.
If you have the finance report memorized.
Yeah. Probably.
I have her report. She can answer questions. I'll read numbers.
There you go. All right.
All right. Let's get started. Call the meeting to order. Bob Williams here.
Bob Grice here.
David Knapp here.
Chris Bielkinski here. Xavier Warren is absent.
Okay.
And Tammy's on the phone.
And Tammy's on the phone. We ready? You ready for the recording? Okay. Any public comment? Chloe, would you like to make a public comment?
No, thanks.
No, thanks? Okay.
Way to put her on the spot. Yeah. She wasn't even prepared.
Put that on record that she said no thanks.
Okay.
All right, so we have some, we had the minutes. We had the January, then a special meeting, and then we have the addendum with the grant resolution. Any questions on the January 10th minutes? How about the, can we approve these all at once?
No,
yeah.
Well, do one at a time.
Do one at a time? Okay, how about?
So move. On the
motion.
10th. On the 10th. January 10th.
Can we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. How about the 14th? Any questions, comments, feedback?
Oh, yeah,
I got to
vote.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Those opposed? I thought we could do that at the end, but apparently not. All right, February 14th. Any questions, comments, feedback?
Move to approve.
Second.
Any opposed? Could go backward on. All right. Addendum.
Better vote.
That's what I said.
Oh, did we vote?
I said this. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. All right, the resolution. Ben, do you want to explain that a little bit? Yeah.
The email vote essentially that was taken, and therefore to bring it into the public, we're just asking that essentially be added to the minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Who's opposed?
Who's voting
Dave first and Bob seconded it. We all just approved.
Okay.
All right, good.
Thanks,
take
Christy.
Take your pick.
I'll help you, Shelly.
Getting
thanks.
A little loosey.
Yeah. Well, we want to move.
Fair enough.
All right, Dave.
All right. Well, the 911 callers were installed, and we're testing them out this week because Absolute is there changing heads and figure out how to use it. Security cameras are installed, and we have them now on our iPhones, both 1524 in one post and one plastics. I contacted Scabell about the Puck AC, and they told me that unit won't be in until July.
Whoa.
Ouch.
So, yeah, they're 26 weeks out.
Yep.
But
we order it.
They couldn't order it until they were approved. So, but I talked to Scabell, and he said he can rig up a temporary AC for them.
Okay.
Because otherwise they're gonna have to close the doors. Doc Leveler finally came in at One Plastics, Doc 7, and that's installed. We have one bid so far for maintenance for AC units at One Plastics. Still waiting on one from Flick. Compactor was installed at One Plastics, and I've got the enclosure probably 80% done. And we had an inverter replaced on the solar panels, and it didn't last very long. It's down again, but they don't want to do anything about it because it's not our warranty anymore, our 10-year warranty.
Who's they?
EIS.
They're the ones that maintain it?
They were.
Or they installed it?
They're the ones that installed it. It's been kind of an on-call thing.
Yeah. How old is that? When do we do that? When did we put that?
The warranty just expired in December.
It was
10-year warranty.
10-year.
Yeah.
What's the price to...
That I'm working on. We have a choice. I mean, we can have our maintenance done through them, and it's going to cost a lot more, have them drive up from Pittsburgh, or we can get a local electrician. So I was asking around a couple of electricians that if they do solar. I haven't been able to meet with any yet. And there's a possibility of extending the warranty, but I don't know that would be worth anything. I mean, the lifespan of solar panels are usually 15 to 20 years.
So we're over 10.
Yeah.
Just got to look at cost of replacing.
That's so, what I'm saying. That cost isn't even worth it at that point.
So electronically, I mean, we know you got all those panels, but electronically, is there a lot of components involved in taking the sunlight energy and converting it into electricity? What do you have there? Is there a lot of... panel, I guess I've never seen it. Is there a lot of things that can go wrong with the electronics?
Here with our weather, with the corrosion.
They break down, UV light does break down everything, you know. They'll start to crack over, between 15 and 20 years.
You're talking about the panels now.
The panels.
Yeah.
I don't know how many panels there are total, but I know there's 10 zones.
But the electronic part of it.
The electronic part is...
Is it just one unit?
No, for each zone there's an inverter.
Oh,
and then it goes into the meter box and goes through the meter,
Is that a big deal anymore environmentally in grants or anything for that stuff, or that's not...
There's new ones out there, but, how much are we really getting for it?
That's good,
Yeah.
I guess is the question. How much electricity do we...
I know Tammy didn't think it was really paying for itself.
Oh, she didn't think?
It's kind of an on-the-line thing, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, it's putting more money.
Right now, I have not received a bill for the last 3 months. Now, remember, that only feeds what we were using for our office area. It does not feed any of those other bays at 1524 Enterprise Road. And then quarterly, we get roughly a check for a couple hundred dollars. So since we're really not in there, all we would be doing would be helping Associated Springs.
Well, maybe they should pay for the replacement of the inverter.
Yeah, if they want it.
Yeah, if they want to keep it going. So if there's no benefit to us, then
right. It
should be added on to Associated, I would think.
I doubt they'd be willing to... Yeah. Do that since they don't own it, but if we do it, we're going to need to have some sort of assurance that we're getting something back for it. I mean, if it's lowering their electric bill, then we need to be compensated through CAM or something for it.
If it was only for our office, then why are we going to continue to do it?
Well, and that would be overkill for our office.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah. Well, with that inverter down, you're down 1/10 of your... production. So
there's 10 of them.
Yeah. I can get some prices.
I mean, you might as well get a price and just see what that's at, and just do a cost analysis of, with only 5 more years of those panels left, what's going to be our return,
Right. Agreed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dave? That's it?
Thank you. It would probably be good if we could see what the cost has been over the years, over 9 years or whatever it's been. Tammy has a record of that.
Tammy, do you remember any work being done on that?
All we've had in the last 2 years, we've paid for somebody to come in and clean the solar panels, and then we just had a bill last year, and I don't remember off the top of my head, but I will look that up tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no hurry, Tammy, but if we could just maybe go back and look and see what we've had in maintenance on it.
Mm-hmm. There's supposed to be maintenance on it too that I was not aware of.
Yeah.
Like the inverters, the fans and stuff were supposed to be cleaned, and I, until there was a problem, I didn't know anything about it.
How did we build that, Tammy? Was that a grant? How did we do that?
It was a grant, yes.
Okay, well, just...
That's back, that goes back. Yeah,
yeah, it just would be interesting to see what it's done over the years, you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Have a great day, Dave.
Thanks.
All righty. Tammy, financial report with your proxy sitting right next to me.
All right.
Yes, thank God for Shelley.
Total checking and savings, $4,266,709. Other current assets, $5,382,688. Total assets, $9,649,239. Total fixed assets, $2,140,516. Other assets, $140,896. And then total assets, $11,930,653. And then total current liabilities, $70,027. Total equity, $11,860,625. Total liabilities and equity, $11,930,653. For your P&L, for January and February, our total income is $159,603. Our expenses were $217,245, and we had a loss of $57,642. Now she left some notes for you.
When we say 110 behind on rent, how much do we know? I mean, how much is that affecting that rental income, Tammy?
We actually received 2 months of that rent on Friday, so that will help us, and that was around $20,000.
Okay, thank you.
So number two, that was number one. Number two, only dispersed 50%, the agreement for Impact Quarry. Number three is the compactor for One Plastics Road, and we will get reimbursed for that because it was a grant. Number four, we received and paid the 2021 audit. And then number five was for the Fairhaven lawsuit. January was high because we were trying to settle. Questions for Tammy on either of those? Okay, and then I'm going to jump to the payment status report toward the back because she has a couple of notes that she left that aren't on yours.
One thing on the expenses, Tammy, can you extrapolate what's going to happen with repairs and maintenance continuing at the trend of January and February for the remainder of the year? January, February, yeah. 23,000 annual budget, 92.
And yes, I can look into that for you. Let me just look and see here.
That is the one we said was going to be the first rate, that amount? Or am I losing it?
That is equipment.
Oh, the equipment one's
reimbursed. The equipment one's reimbursed, that, okay. Yeah.
Number three.
The regular maintenance is probably geared on what past history, correct, Tammy?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what is concerning. Yeah. So high for the first 2 months. I get it.
Yeah, like what do we use, basically, I guess is what you're asking, Dave. What do we use so far that makes up that 92?
We're about 25% of the annual budget.
Budget, yep.
Security cameras were installed. That's what's putting this thing us over. Oh, One Plastics okay. Road, 10,600, and then we would have had the one for the industrial park. I think that was around 5,000.
And both of those were in the budget, correct?
They were planned, yeah.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, so
maybe okay. Coming out earlier. Yep. I mean, hopefully that'll start to even out.
Right. When we do the budget, we basically put that same amount into the whole year going across as an average. And so some months will be higher and some months lower.
Yep.
From a cash flow budget perspective, I'm not
concerned. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so jumping to the payment status report toward the back. So loan number 128, this was received last Friday. And then loan 7015, two payments were received yesterday from that. 7015.
Where is it at?
If you look on the left, the loan numbers are there.
Oh, it's all the way back here.
Yeah,
okay, so we did get Coleman's?
We did.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
So two payments came from that yesterday.
Any word from 293? I mean, it says you emailed, but nobody's talking.
They replied to me that the did a check out.
Okay. Hmm?
Yeah, that's weird.
It was good for so long. I just don't understand that. So.
Yeah. It's a different person, maybe.
I assume it's just
cash flow.
No, I was going to assume someone just missed those. Henry's had me be the heavy on a couple of these recently, and that's not working.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it? All righty. So, we have a motion.
So moved.
You have a second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All righty. New, our director's report.
Was that for the balance sheet, P&L, AMs?
The check detail, correct.
For
both. Yep.
Yeah.
As presented.
Yeah, all right.
There you go. Is that better?
Just wanted to clarify. Operations report, no staffing updates. KPIs, we've talked about KPIs a little bit in the past, and I have kind of wanted to add two that I wanted your thoughts and feedback on. One has to do with the rent-to-own ratio in the city of Cory. And the reason I think that might be a strategic key performance indicator is that it indicates a certain level of wealth on individual household income as it pertains to correctly putting it in their balance sheet, like in terms of owning a home. I mean, that's generally a good indicator of someone's stability, and it also will probably indicate something related to our success related to property value as well, because people obviously who own property tend to, you know, when you rent your car from Enterprise, you don't wash it, but you know, if you own the car, you wash it, right? You take care of it. So I think that would be a strategic KPI that we've not talked about before, and I had leaned away from it before because I didn't want to necessarily get in the position where the RDA is responsible that far down the housing discussion, you know, but I've kind of changed my opinion because if we don't set that as a KPI for this organization, then I don't think we're going to work towards it in it either.
Yeah, because a lot of it, I think, is with that rental income where you're going to see that, you know, rent-to-own stuff. Because I see it a lot with apartments around me. You always see the trucks.
Yeah.
So that is going to dictate, you know, the availability aspect compared to what's out there.
Where does that data come from?
Census Bureau.
It should come from the census.
The American Community Survey of the Census Bureau tracks that, and right now the city of Cory, I believe, is at 55%.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a trend you've seen over the last couple of decades of cities, small cities, that's becoming a relatively normal number, but I don't think it's a good thing.
So you say 55% of the people are renting something?
The residents of the city of Cory, about a little over half, are renters.
Oh. I haven't thought it'd be more so. Compared to national or, you know, like an average? Do you know that?
So when you say rent, you're talking rent versus ownership. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yes, I want people to own their homes.
Right, absolutely.
I thought you referred to like land contracts or something.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure even where those.
I don't think those would even show up because it's usually based on an individual type of thing. It's not a legally binding agreement unless they go to the extra thing. Usually it's loosely done with a lot of these people that do the rent-to-own stuff.
We've identified if we don't create those opportunities.
It'd be interesting to see how many apartments are in Coria opposed to houses.
We have those numbers.
Yeah, because I think that if that number continues to rise, we have a severe problem because we'll never get out of the place we're at.
Interesting.
Because the availability of the homes to buy, if they keep getting sucked up by the landlords, that's going to create a weird dynamic in the city.
Well, we are way below where we need to be on rental prices, and so that draws in.
I think that's why that's going up. You know why that number is going up is because there are too many low rents available for people.
Yeah. Is there a way, though, that I could get that data?
Yep.
Yeah. That, you know, just you saying that just makes me wonder, you know, what that is. Because that creates competition with ourselves. If we're going into the housing business and we want to build homes,
right.
A, it does create maybe X percent of those people can go into buying a home, you know, based on wealth. But what is the income level of those that are renting? Opposed to that, are they ever going to be a target?
Right.
You know, if you look at the funnel, are they here or are they down there in the bottom, ready to make a buy?
There is a, I forget which federal agency we were looking at, but there is a grant that we found that would essentially enable us to, it would pay us to help people get into homes. And it's not a direct subsidy. The point is that we would actually do a certain level of financial coaching or hire it out and help with closing costs and that kind of thing in order to facilitate.
To get it quicker, yeah, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, that would be a good, you know, ammunition in the holster to have that because you get the closing done a lot quicker. You know, even if you're helping with the closing and, you know, some of that stuff.
But there's got to be a movement in town by somebody. Yeah. I'm not saying it's us. To maybe even rehab old homes, make them
that has to go hand in hand. Yeah,
someone buys a house, they know for 10 years they're not replacing a roof because what happens is they can afford the home, mm-hmm. they can afford the taxes. You throw a $15,000 roof on it, and you just
can't
demolish
do it.
Them because mm-hmm. they're just, you know, middle American people working, and we need to create that.
Yeah, and that's the whole aspect of how we've talked about, you know, doing. You have to have that rehab. You can't just knock them down because the way our lots are structured in town, it really. You know, look at this last thing here we're going to talk about later with, you know, combining two lots out of one. Just
you can never create that. The tax burden will become less on each person, and you will actually make it attractive to live downtown again.
Yeah.
Shelly, if you call over to the city building, see if those numbers, I can get them a report too, but the city has now done their water bills on owner versus rental, so that will give you the numbers.
Yeah, because there's, what, 2,600 water meters?
Yeah.
2,692?
They'll tell you how many are landlord-owned and how many are...
Yeah.
One of the things I think you find, though, is on these properties being rehabbed, the people that are doing them are renting them.
See, that's my concern. I think you're 100% right.
They're getting
them just enough to put in some stuff. And I think that's why you're seeing that number increase. And I think we need to run a fine balance. What is our balance? Should we have 30% rental homes in Coria? That would certainly help the tax rolls.
There's a moving target, too, related to it, which is that younger people do tend to want to live in nicer apartments. And so there's an element of renting that I'm not opposed to, right? But
a nice two-bedroom, two-bath townhouse that's going to attract a young couple, a school teacher. And then eventually, hopefully, they'll build a home or they'll buy a home here.
Well, I think you're going to have to do that at first because you're going to need time to build new houses. So the longer they're living outside here, the harder it is to get them to come back here. So
Christy brought up a good point where the landlords are gathering them up with the skill, expertise, and some funding to rehab them and experience where somebody coming in buying one fresh can't go in and get a loan from a bank because it needs X amount of repairs. So in turn, they're buying them at a lower price and it's still shredding what our tax base should be. So if we can bridge the gap.
Yeah, we need to find that balance of what should be rent, what should be homeowned.
And Ben's point, to help them rehab and a little coaching and training where you put them into one.
That could be, yeah, three phases. You could have where we build it up to shell, rehab it up to shell. You know, do a partial, like a roof, a big expense. There's, you know, depending on what the house is when we get it or acquire it or when they're trying to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you take the largest expense, like a roof, that's the big difference for somebody that's coming in.
You know, it's kind of ironic, but with Alerta, that is going to hold the tax base down.
I mean, it will for 10 years. But the assessed value will still go up.
Yes.
It will, and if you get people moving here that weren't going to be here, they're going to spend money in this town, which is going to help the town.
Oh, yeah.
It still creates.
It creates a revenue flow, no matter how you want to do it. And creates a down-the-road scenario where Corey's going to be better off.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
But yeah, but that's an interesting stat. I didn't think it'd be 55.
That's astounding to me.
Yeah. But now I look at around you driving around.
I don't think they understand either.
Okay. So I will probably add that to the KPI list, especially if I can tie it off the city's metric rather than just, I don't want to say I don't trust the Census Bureau, but.
If not,
I trust local water bills more.
Either Brad Elmer or I have this report.
The water bill, going back to George, was what he based everything on, about home ownership and all that stuff. That's why I know $26.92, I think, is what it is.
Yeah, it used to be $2,900.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be.
Yeah. So that just, you know, really hasn't been any growth, is what that tells you.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay, loans, we have a new one in the hopper with NTEC. This would be in addition to the loan we already have. You'll see later on the agenda we had a resignation from the board. I have a recommendation on an appointment, but I haven't got a willingness necessarily from that person just yet. So that's in the queue. Grants, we applied for the RBDG grant. That was $100,000 for One Plastics, mostly HVAC related kind of stuff. And then I know this isn't RDA, but the same team also did an RBDG for the Enterprise Place facility, and that was for $500,000. It was a big lift on behalf of, so it was Shelley, Chris, and Christina put in some good hard hours. And we're well set up, by the way, now to do future USDA RMAP grants, RDBG grants, as well as ARC grants. So we did a lot of legwork on these, but that means that the next phase of applications is going to be easier, at least on the federal grant side. Obviously, we're still waiting for RCAP to open up on the state front, and the roofing stuff that we have alone is going to be so massive that most of these programs are insufficient. So we're going to need to lean on state and fed matching each other, because there's no federal program out there or really state program that could come even close to making a dent unless they're paired. And the last month or so, I've toured Great Lakes, Corey Rubber, Viking Plastics, Corey Micronics, Midwest Hose, Corey Manufacturing, NTEC, D&E Machining, Elwood, and VIP. And this week I'm doing FXI and Tensei. So making progress on, probably more than half the bigger manufacturers anyway.
Pretty close. Any common problems and needs that they've come back to you at?
Yeah. So first of all, they're outsourcing a lot of plating on the whole, and there's some finishing work, and both of those I think could potentially be done here in Corey rather than sending the work to Ohio or Jamestown or something. and actually, in some cases, there are local manufacturers that have a finishing product that the other doesn't know about, so I'm still trying to figure out how I can help negotiate
some common goals.
Yeah. But a lot of the plating stuff is so complex because of EPA regulations that there's not many in the United States that do it. Now, here's my suspicion. As things are being reshored, I wonder if the price of doing some domestic plating and such wouldn't get more favorable. So there may be an opportunity, given that the export, you know, it's not as effective or cost effective to go to China as it was 5 years ago for your plating needs. And so I wonder if there isn't a macroeconomic play here, which is the cost of exporting it is higher, the cost of EPA regulatory nonsense is also high, but maybe it was here and now it's here. So there might be a play for us to help facilitate, you know, not that you really want a bunch of Saratu facilities in the city of Cory, but if it's done well and it's
it helps our
local economy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful of the impact on wastewater when you're dealing with that.
Absolutely.
Did you hear much about the labor force still again?
And of course, there's the labor thing. And the third thing, by the way, was housing. I mean, they're not able to find technically a sufficient number of technical employees. And then even if they do, they're coming in from outside the area. They're not willing to move here. At least. Anecdotally, because of housing stock. So, again, this is through these, it's really just highlighted the fact that I think you're all right. We do need to focus on housing. We've got people that are driving from Fairview for a 18-hour job.
It's crazy.
It's just not sustainable.
Yeah. So they eventually leave.
They leave because they just can't, yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
When they look outside and see this and they have to drive into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't change that.
I know. But we can have some homes here.
Exactly. Projects opened. Shelley is working on scanning a lot of our old document records, plugging away at it. Continue to work on SOPs, the security system upgrade. It was already updated. We haven't met on Snyder Circle or Fairhaven, or whatever you want to call it, lately, so we should probably do that soon. I think the East Pleasant Street properties are circulating this around before the meeting. These are the recommendations of what CNI thinks that we should build. It was at least somewhat based on some, we'll call it market research, by having teachers and nurses look them over and pick. You know, those are the two.
Those are beautiful.
So, yeah.
Very attractive.
And it will be, like Ben says, a big win for us if we can get those move quickly, because it'll get momentum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Something's got to happen. We keep talking about it.
It's our opportunity. Yeah, you know, absolutely. When we sat there and met with them the first time, it was like, yeah, that's just, you know.
Yep. So officially, SEBA is the one that would be legally doing this, but they will be approaching the RDA loan fund in order to actually get the money to buy. But still on all the administrative stuff, the planning, the project management, the collecting bids, getting specs, doing the subdivisions, all of that, I've just gone ahead and approved kind of on SEBA's behalf, knowing that we would probably have to pay the bill at some point. But either way, I think it's...
I think it's really low risk, because I think we'll move them quickly. I really do. I think it's going to be a problem. It's a great investment for us, and to show that we're ready to get into the game.
Right. The other interesting thing that it's caused, by the way, is conversation with the... local builders were basically like, hey, why are you getting into the space? Well, because you're not doing
it. You're not doing it. Yeah. We'll work with you.
Exactly. So I'm trying to redirect some of that to say, do legitimate rehabbing. I mean, actual rehab flipping. Don't just buy and turn around and rent. Actually flip homes. So it's led to some good conversations. Let's see. Oh, we also are at least trying out a performance, basically a job duty kind of software package where we'll keep each other accountable to the things that we say we're going to do and keep our job descriptions updated and transparent with you all. No projects closed or opening that I think need to be brought up. No update on city, you know, if we were, there's no updates on other entities asking us to be their grantee, sponsoring grantee. I think that's it. Any questions?
Anything you need from us, Ben, that, you know, going through all this, that we need to be
this time,
helping you?
Okay. Reach out to you individually if I need something.
Okay.
What is happening with the RACP grants that were out there, like the YMCA and the City Fire Department and all that sort of thing? That, I don't know. Are we still grant the applicant on
for this? For the, well, there's not one for the Y. That was
okay. Is that all withdrawn and that's all gone?
For
now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. I just wondered what's current.
The firehouse one, I have not heard anything back from the state. I don't even remember if they approved the extension we asked for.
I don't even know if they asked for an extension. I used to do that, but I don't know who's doing that anymore.
Right. It was when I first came on.
Yeah.
I remember we talked about it. We sent the letter in as
we
advised, and I don't even remember hearing back.
Yeah. That's every 6 months you got to do
that. Yeah. It was my assumption is it's dead.
And then there's this project. I mean, between the tracks.
Oh.
You know, the thing that Chuck is doing, I think we're the grantee for that, too, on that RACP. But I have no idea where any of that stands.
I didn't realize they were awarded a RACP for this.
Yes. Yep.
I'll have to look into that.
I
thought it was a DCNR grant.
But, no, it was, well, she had so many things going.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, she had a whole, she got a bunch of things going. And that's part of the problem with RACP, you know, matching all this stuff together.
Right.
I don't know how she's going to do it, but... I don't know.
Is she?
I guess I'm not. I mean, it's good that I'm not, but if somebody needs help, I just need to know what's going on, that's all.
So maybe reach out and find out where that's at.
Yeah, I think that was $1.5 million or something.
Oh, wow.
Number left. I mean, it was a large number, but.
Yeah, I've really only been familiar with the $500,000 congressionally directed spending and the C2P2 from the DCR.
Yeah.
But if there was I assume you're correct. So
yeah.
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
But I guess she would be, in fact, Corey would be presumably the one that's sending in the extensions.
She said she was doing all of that. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, still, I'll look into it, because if we're the grantee, we still have a level of responsibility. So, on the city one, really no update. I have asked, by the way, to be, individually, city people have been asking me for my advice on things.
Yeah.
And I've basically said the best move forward to work on the sewer and the public safety building is to create at least one, if not two, task forces. Appointment of the task force, and I'll be happy to help, but I mean, these kind of one-off conversations and then nothing happens isn't leading to anything.
Yeah, I don't think the city knows what they want to do with that. I mean, that's been the issue from the beginning. They were going to put it in the end of the city garage down there.
Can you bring my duct tape right now?
Thank you for your discretion.
Okay, ahead of time.
I put that thing on my mouth because I'm going to blow up here in a second. Because I agree.
That's only because she doesn't want us to see her smile. That's why.
I'm sure.
See how you can play
good
that?
One.
You see that? See how it's done?
Smooth.
Anything else?
I'm good on my director's report if you are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
New business, what is this?
Well,
it has my name on it, but I think it's supposed to be you. But
Chip has resigned from the loan board.
Okay.
So officially asking
Chip Caldwell. Which we thought that was going to be the case.
Who?
Chip Caldwell.
Oh, Chip did.
Yeah.
Chip.
Yeah.
Paul, do you know how many years he's been on?
I think he's been on since the beginning.
Yeah. That's my guess.
Which
he
is
hasn't
when?
Really been active probably for the last year.
Yeah.
I guess health issues, but
do you know off the top of your head when the loan board was developed?
80s, right?
Well, at least in the 90s. I mean, when the enterprise, the first enterprise zone was established, that's when the board first came out.
Is that about right, Bob? Don't you think? Because I know when I first came on in the 90s, it was there.
Yeah, it's at least that old.
I think it was 91 when I started.
Wow. That's longer than I thought.
We do have a gift ordered for him great. That will be in next week from
excellent.
Oh, that's nice.
From us. So.
He was a very good
from you.
Yes, he was. Yeah. So you reached out to somebody?
Anita.
Okay. Which would be a quality. Mm-hmm. Quality. Because she knows the dynamics of all that. Again?
Which shouldn't go into the paper.
That might be able to fit under a personnel issue under executive session if you got something to say.
Yeah. I know, that's why. But,
okay. We can save that.
But anyway, yes, I did reach out and haven't heard back. So I guess first would be a request for motion and second an approval of the resignation of Chet.
Okay. All in favor?
Oh.
Motion first?
Thank you, Christy.
Yeah, second?
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Way.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Then we'll have to defer the next
Yep, one. Okay. Yep. That should be discussed anyways.
Okay. I think we could adjourn to executive session.
Anything else? No, in the old business we have to? Nothing there? So. All right. Questions, comments from anybody else before we take a motion for adjournment to go into executive session? Do we have that motion?
Well, we
can we can go. We can go into.
Okay.
No, the action. We're just going to go into it. Okay. So we will go into executive session based on property and personnel discussions.